Well, halfway through the meeting, the spokesperson for the reception and integration agency declared that this is a done deal. And I just found that as saying everything, that they had negotiated in secret with a provider to have a contract that the community were not consulted with. We had a revelation by a local GP that a week after this was announced as happening, that he had not been consulted with, that he was concerned about, you know, the real serious needs that asylum-seeking families would have in terms of being traumatised and all that comes with that. It was clear that the community has no preparation. There's no additional resources identified. And a statement is made that this is a done deal. I think it's profoundly disrespectful, leaving aside the very serious issues of the distance that these families would have to travel to get to Dublin for all of their asylum application business. It will be the furthest direct provision centre away from Dublin. You know, huge strain on families to have to travel that distance around Sligo because they can't go through the north. So all sorts of issues at this stage still.
And while you are saying it's a done deal, you are calling on the minister to delay these asylum seekers being housed in Mobile so proper resources and other things can be finalised.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's been no preparation, no consultation. The only thing they have done is inspected a building in Mobile. I think that the way the local community in Mobile and surrounding areas has been treated has been outrageous. Really outrageous and disrespectful. So they need to delay this decision. They need to get the preparation right. They need to identify the additional resources for the community. And in my opinion, I have to say that that's the least they should do. My opinion is they should review this decision entirely because, you know, the most important people, you would argue, are the poor asylum seekers who have come from war-torn and desperate situations. And here they are, been made to travel, you know, hours and hours and hours around by Sligo over to Dublin on a regular basis. You know, how can they set up any kind of life for their families when they're doing that on an ongoing basis? So, you know, I just think the whole thing is a mess and there needs to be an urgent review by government. But listening to the attitude of the spokesperson on Friday night, I don't hold out too much hope of that.